Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. Good evening. Now time for us to get to your hometown radio news update. I'm Mike Vandy reporting hometown radio news. News time is 5:10. News this hour brought to you by Iowa State Bank, also brought to you by Central Financial Group. Right now, 66 degrees, a little bit of sunshine outside as well. We'll have a full look at your weather forecast at the tail end of this newscast. In the news tonight, following a public hearing and passage of the county's budget for the coming fiscal year on Tuesday morning, Kossuth County Engineer Doug Miller addressed the Board of Supervisors to go over the budget for the Secondary Road Department. Miller went over the department's budget is headed in the coming fiscal year.
Total expenditures that are budgeted for current fiscal year is $12,902,762. For the year that you are budgeting for, the dollar amount is $10,059,450. So I believe that is less expenditures.
Miller says road construction is a major area where the department is working to reduce expenses.
If you look at roadway construction, actual roadway construction in fiscal year 23, which was just completed, was $4,182,418. For budget year this year, it's $2,867,295. And for budget year, what we are coming up to, it's $2 million. That's capital projects, roadway construction.
During a meeting with members of the Kossuth County Library Association on Monday, Board Chairman Kyle Stecker stated that he would be in favor of restoring library funding to current levels if they can find a way to cut at least $200,000 from the secondary road department.
If there are more expenditures that the board would like to take away from the road department, please let me know. But I don't know where you're going to trim $200,000 from. And I don't know, is it the Board of Supervisors' intention to solve the library budget by reducing expenditures in secondary roads?
Miller says the board can sacrifice road quality in the name of the budget reductions if they want.
Kossuth County has very good secondary roads. It's because of the employees in the secondary road department. It's because of employees in the engineer's office. We could allow the secondary roads to go to hell, simply put, in a hurry. It doesn't take that much planning, but it does take planning in order to keep the roads in as good a shape as what they want.
Members of the Library Association found out late last week that their budgets were being reduced by nearly $200,000. During a meeting on Monday, it was revealed that the board had decided on those cuts during a budget workshop back in February and never informed anyone from the Library Association that the cuts were coming. The board has agreed to revisit the matter and possibly restore funding to the county's libraries through a budget amendment once the new fiscal year has started. Developers of a Northwest Iowa wind farm plan to erect 18 turbines in Emmett County. The Red Rock Wind Energy Center project is being scaled back in neighboring Dickinson County, though, as officials consider changes to Dickinson County's wind turbine ordinance. Joe Crawley is a project developer for Invenergy, the company that's building the wind farm.
We've definitely been delayed, and that being said, working with counties is a major part of how we build successful projects.
The company originally planned to build 83 wind turbines in Dickinson County, but Crawley says that's been pared back to around 70 wind turbines due to expected changes in the county's ordinance. Now, on Tuesday, Crawley briefed Emmett County supervisors on Invenergy's prep work in their county.
We've been doing geotechnical studies as well as diligence to make sure that the sites that we currently have are suitable for the turbines that we're contemplating, as well as just keeping up on working with landowners and refining our layout to make sure that they fit their needs as best as possible.
The Red Rock Wind Energy Center is planned for Emmett, Dickinson, and Clay counties. Invenergy has built 17 other wind farms in our state. Planting season is underway for most of our state, except in the northeast part, where the tractors are being stalled by unpredictable rainfall and a lack of moisture. The region's been in extreme drought for 3 years, but in the past few weeks, it's gotten several inches of rain. That's thrown off planting plans for many farmers who anticipated a drier spring. Iowa State University field agronomist Terry Bossel says it means that the region still has a lot of catching up to do.
Our 30-year average is roughly 30 inches of rain, and last year that total was 13.8.
Bossel says that moisture levels in the region's topsoil are nearly drained, which makes rainfall even more critical. He says that lack of topsoil moisture is troubling for farmers, especially when compared to last year.
Fast forward that into 2024, well, that's been depleted for the most part. And so we're going to rely heavily on timely rains, you know, to carry us through.
Despite the rainfall of recent weeks, the yearly moisture average is down by more than 50%. We will take our first break of this newscast. We'll have a look at more news coming up next. News this hour again brought to you by Iowa State Bank and Central Financial Group.
Helping people succeed, Iowa State Bank. In this land and our future, you can see it every day.
It's a familiar phrase, shop local. But do you know what happens when you bank local? Choosing a local bank for your home loan is good for your community.
Your local bank knows the market. Local lenders know all of the details and the people who can make your home a reality. If questions arise, your local bank is here when you need them. We're right here in Algona.
Shopping for a home loan? See the local home loan experts at Iowa State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the weatherman predicts a storm coming, do you wonder if your insurance coverage is adequate? With the ever-increasing cost of materials and repairs, now is the time to review your insurance with a licensed insurance agent at Central Financial Group. We have the tools and knowledge to clarify your current coverages, as well as run quotes from the area's top-rated insurance companies to compare coverages and affordability. Contact an agent at Central Financial Group today to make sure you're properly protected. With offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, and Britt, Central Financial Group, where you belong.
For over 30 years, Central Financial Group has been helping families of the surrounding communities protect the people they care most about. Through the use of a wide range of tools and product offerings, we can tailor a financial plan specifically for you. Give us a call today to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. This is Andy Jansen, and it's our goal to make you feel more comfortable and in control of your financial future. Call our Algona office at 515-295-7748. Central Financial Group, where you belong.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Osaic Wealth, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth, Inc.
Back on Hometown Radio for the second half of your Hometown Radio news update. Right now, 5:17 is our time, 66 degrees, a little bit of sunshine as well. We'll have that full look at your weather forecast here in just a few minutes. The body of a missing Northwest Iowa truck driver has been found. Nathan Kahns has more.
53-year-old David Schultz of Wall Lake was reported missing in November. His truck and its contents were found parked on a highway near Sac City in Sac County. His wife told KCCI-TV that her husband's body was found in a Sac County field and he was identified by his boots. An autopsy is planned. Hundreds of volunteers searched for Schultz last year. His remains were found yesterday, not far from the intersection where his truck was abandoned 5 months ago. I'm Nathan Kahns for Radio Iowa, Carroll.
Other news tonight, the Iowa legislature has set aside $250,000 to start developing accurate maps of Iowa's underground water resources. State geologist Keith Schillings is director of the Iowa Geological Survey, the agency that will develop the maps of shallow groundwater supplies.
There is an increasing demand for groundwater in Iowa, and from municipal users, business and industries, and even irrigation. We know something about our Iowa's shallow groundwater resources, but not everything we need to know.
Schilling's agency has the equipment, supplies, and technology that can be used to evaluate water supplies above bedrock surfaces.
So that includes the shallow sand and gravel alluvium along our river courses, and also includes deeper sand and gravel bodies sitting on top of the bedrock, you know, buried by the glacial materials.
Now, Schilling says that understanding the basic distribution of Iowa's shallow groundwater resources may prevent potential disputes over water access in the future.
as users increase, the aquifer itself is not changing shape. There's only so much water there. We need to understand how much water is there and how sustainable its use is.
Mapping deep underground aquifers that are below the bedrock is really expensive, and it's not part of this project. The funding to start mapping shallow aquifers is included in a budget bill that cleared the legislature late last week. Now we move over to a look at your weather forecast as we get from our news portion here over to your temperature reading. 66 right now. Sunny skies. The forecast for the rest of your evening calling for showers tonight with a low of around 46. A little windy as well. Wind southeast 25 miles per hour. As far as Friday goes, windy with rain likely and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. High of 57, wind southeast 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, windy with rain likely, a low of 55, wind south at 20 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a high of 69, winds west 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, showers likely, a low of 52, northeast winds at 15 miles per hour. Weather facts, the high yesterday, a reported 63, overnight low 50. A record high is 89 back in 2009, the record low 24 back in 1934. Average high is 63, the average low is 40. As sunrise today was set around 6:16, sunset tonight set for 8:13, sunrise tomorrow set for 6:14, sunset for tomorrow night set for 8:14. 5:21 here at the studio, sunny skies, 66 degrees outside, and that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Hometown Radio News. Again, brought to you by Central Financial Group, also brought to you by Iowa State Bank, as this broadcast is available live and on demand on the Iowa State Bank webcast of Hometown Radio News at algonaradio.com. The next broadcast of Hometown Radio News comes your way here at 6:30 tomorrow morning. For Hometown Radio News, I'm Mike Vandy reporting.
Keeping your Thursday flow.
Have a good night.
Hey, Kurt Becker here with CB Grain Solutions, here to tell you about our services. We provide both new construction along with repairs to your existing system. Our help is qualified and ready to assist with any problems you may have. We are now selling both Sukup Manufacturing along with GSI grain bins and grain handling equipment. Both are high quality lines of equipment that are ready to be installed on your site by our amazing team. Give us a call today at 515-341-6707 and let us be your grain handling solution.
Funeral service for 88-year-old Sylvester Bartolo will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Sway City Methodist Church. Visitation is ongoing until 7 at Oakcrest Funeral Service of Algona and will continue 1 hour prior to the service at the church in Sway City on Friday. Oakcrest Funeral Service is out of Algona. They're in charge of services for 88-year-old Sylvester Bartolo of Sway City. Funeral service for 88-year-old Mervyn Johnson of Armstrong will take place Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Sway City Community Church. Henry Olson Funeral Home out of Armstrong, they're in charge of services for 88-year-old Mervyn Johnson of Armstrong. Funeral service for 28-year-old Ashley Marlowe of Burt will take place Monday at 10:30 at the Burt Presbyterian Church. The visitation is set for Sunday at the church from 3 until 5. Lynn's Funeral Home out of Burt, they're in charge of services for 28-year-old Ashley Marlowe of Burt. And a private service for 69-year-old Lori Kabrick of Bode will take place at a later date. Lynn's Funeral Home out of Algona, they're in charge of services for 69-year-old Lori Kabrick of Bode.
At Case IH, we know you work hard all year to maximize your yield at harvest. And to do that, you need a combine that works as hard as you do. That's why we built the new AF11 with more horsepower, more efficiency, and more capacity than any other combine out there. Plus, built-in automation to harvest more easily than ever before. To do more with every engine hour, you need equipment that's as good as you are. You need the best in your field. Visit your local Case IH dealer for more on the AF11.
Precision Ag Systems of West Bend and the Algona Fairway would like to congratulate the North Union High School Class of 2024. Madison Jean Gates, daughter of Karen and Josh Gates, who plans to attend Iowa State University for Architecture, and Gavin Morphew, son of Dan and Alicia Morphew, who plans to attend Iowa Lakes Community College to major in Electrical Technology. Precision Ag Systems of West Bend and the Algona Fairway wish them the best in their future endeavors. And it's now time for Student Athlete of the Week Spotlight here on Hometown Radio KLGA, being brought to you by Miller's Sports Bar and Grill in Algona. As right now we talk with Algona senior golfer Faith Zeller. Faith, we appreciate your time today on the program. Can you first of all just start listeners off by talking about the golf season so far and kind of giving us a recap of this year for you and the Bulldogs?
Yeah, the winter has been really short. So we started off